This is exciting. The Mildura South Regional Sporting Precinct will, for the first time, provide a home for the six indoor sporting user groups in the district who generate the equivalent of an estimated 200,000 venue visitations each year, so it's great for tourism. The business case for the facility shows it will generate more than 200 jobs and provide venue for major events, including concerts and regional and national sporting events. It will also accommodate the need for community open spaces in Mildura South area, which is one of the district's main growth corridors. But 10 million more will even the score. Ali Kappa, MP, very good morning to you. Ali, how are you this morning?
Hey, mate, I'm good. And I'm glad that you know the tagline for our campaign. That's cool.
Well, so far, the federal government has donated $17 million, the Mildura Rural City Council, $11 million, and the state government, Victoria, $3 million. But you're asking for an extra $10 million. From the Premier Daniel Andrews. How are we going to achieve that?
Yeah, well, we're going to put our best foot forward. You know, we're going to make a really strong case. We're going to make sure that they know that this is something that we are demanding. There's an art, I think, to lobbying. It takes a bit of negotiation, you know, at certain points along the way. And the key ingredient is just a groundswell of community support at the right time. So basically, we've got a couple of opportunities now. We've got October, which is the state budget, but also there's a grants round that's just been released for shovel-ready projects, community sports projects, and the grants are up to $10 million. So the council, you know, we've got to put our hat in the ring there as well, and we've got to make sure we get this money.
So the extra $10 million, how would that be used?
So the $10 million is going to complete the vision, basically. So what it's going to do is it's going to ensure that the squash facilities are completed, that there can be outdoor netball courts, outdoor beach volleyball courts, and most importantly, it's going to complete the AFL component. So at the moment, the first oval, AFL oval, is funded, but the second one is not. And for this facility to really become a hub for AFL, we need that second oval. So that's what the 10 mil is going to do, and we deserve it and we need it.
We certainly do need it, no doubt about that. I went for a drive past there yesterday, and it's coming together very, very well. It's so exciting,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh. It's so exciting. Isn't there something exciting about a crane? A crane in the sky, you know, like, because it just, you know, there is just something really exciting about the momentum and the atmosphere that creates. You know, it's a real visible sign of growth and progress. So it's very, very exciting.
It certainly is. So, well, let's hope we get that extra $10 million. What do you think the chances are?
Well, I hope. I'm not a member of government. I'm not in Daniel Andrews' mind, but what I know from experience, we just got a decision from about the lawyer. You know, we managed to get the hospital back in public hands. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been able to get more than $110 million better off than we were 3 weeks ago, let's say. So the trend's pretty good, you know. But again, you know, I'm the eternal optimist. I think it's always definitely possible. Whether it's probable will really depend, I think, on the strength of this last push. And that's why we're taking no chances. We are absolutely going hard on this. It's going to be a campaign that we are taking very seriously.
Terrific.
We want the community to get on board to maximise our chances. And I'm very hopeful.
Let's hope we get it. Great to catch up with you, Ali. Thank you so much for your time this morning. MP Ali Kappa. We'll catch up on Monday.